Hi, I'm Buzz Fleischman, and welcome to the Radio Buzz. We traveled to the scenic Catskill Mountains of New York State to be with the family and see my mom at her summer getaway, the Bungalow Colony. She's been booking the talent for all the weekend shows and serves as master of ceremonies for over 25 years. In her honor, they got together and named the Playhouse building the B. Fleischman Lounge. A nice honor for my mom, who's volunteered for many things over the years. But it's my suspicion that in the beginning, she used the microphone to be heard above the cacophony of people talking over each other and finishing the other's sentences. It worked. The Playhouse is the activity center where women play mahjong, an ancient Chinese game which translated means, let's get together, eat chocolate and nuts, and talk about whoever isn't here. The gin-playing men would be in the other corner being talked about and smoking the one cigar a week their wives would allow. Saturday nights, everyone would gather for the show. The band that night was a nostalgia group who played songs that everyone would remember. They weren't supposed to sing along, but just try and stop them. For those who don't know what a bungalow colony is, that's when families from the city, and I mean New York City, leave their concrete playground where they have been slapping at mosquitoes and dodging the traffic to spend the summer in a place without sidewalks, slapping at mosquitoes and dodging deer crossing the road. At least the deer ran away from people, not like some of those New York drivers. I had almost forgotten those halcyon summer days when our family of six would share one bathroom in an old wooden structure that was cold at night and hot during the day. That was the bungalow, not some outhouse. For this trip, we learned that there would be 10 of us in the bungalow. I did the math. We decided to get a room in the closest place, the town of Monticello, a historic town, semi-alive in the summer and totally dead for the rest of the year. The price was right until we walked into the room. I think in the 70s it was a theme room that focused on Tarzan or some other jungle nightmare. The jacuzzi fully took up 40% of the space. You could literally roll out of bed and into the rapids. There was only one full wall mirror left, and in small print near the bottom were the words, "Objects in mirror are larger than they appear." Hey, enough said. Leaving the mountains, we headed back to Jersey to spend some time with relatives where we would stay for a 3-day and 4-night eat-a-thon. At the first toll booth, I was surprised to hear myself say in heavy Jersey-ese, "So, how you doing?" to the toll booth operator. He said, "How you doing?" It was good to be back. New Jersey is located on the eastern seaboard. Geologically speaking, that means that at least three sides of the state are surrounded by water, underwater, or getting hosed. We had not been back in a long while and had almost forgotten to drop our R's. As we later learned, the letters R and G were not so accidentally discarded from the New Jersey alphabet during the Revolution. In those days, the schoolbook factory was located in New York City, and since they didn't pronounce those letters, they figured nobody should. We always wondered why we only got 24 letters and the rest of the country got 26. Also, E sounded like O-I, as in Jersey. Everyone seems to live off an exit of the Jersey Turnpike. They all grow delicious Jersey tomatoes, and on their Sunday drive seek out Jimmy Hoffa's final resting place, which legend has it is located in or near the towns of Secaucus, Hoboken, and Nutley. The meat grinder at Satrial's, where Tony Soprano's boys hung out after a whacking, is the honorary burial spot. Oh, hanging out, that's the third most popular sport behind betting on the numbers and ducking taxes. Yes, it's a rich and varied history the state has given us, most of it mob-associated. Most, but not all. We arrived in Carteret, a small town just off exit 12 nestled among the fumes of the giant Hess oil refinery. Almost immediately, our lungs kicked into high gear, trying to suck the 50% more oxygen we would need to sustain us. After we arrived at our cousin's house, we watched a beautiful red sunset from their deck, realizing that it meant the government standards for factory particulate matter in the atmosphere had almost obscured the sun. From our vantage point, you could just about see hundreds of lawn ornaments. One of the things I had forgotten about New Jersey was that it is the lawn ornament capital of the country. There was more concrete on the lawn than in the sidewalk. Why don't they simply light their trees like we do? And that's your Radio Buzz.